This podcast was originally live streamed on the Non Sequitur Show on YouTube. New episodes air weekdays, Monday through Friday, at 8 p.m. Eastern at youtube.com/nonsequiturshow. Make sure you never miss a live stream by visiting www.nonsecshow.com/schedule. For the latest news, polls and updates throughout the day, follow us on Twitter at nonsecshow or facebook.com/nonsecshow. That's NONSEQ show. If you'd like to get exclusive content, bi-weekly private hangouts with Kyle and Steve, backstage access to chat with guests after shows hosted on your channel and much more, become a Patreon saint of Non Sequitur. It ensures we continue to improve our show and brings you into the process at the same time. Visit patreon.com/nonsequitur today while the limited spots are still available.
The following podcast is intended for those who believe bold ideas are righteous, unique perspectives are gospel, and strong opinions are sacred. This is Non Sequitur. Never follow. And now, here are your hosts, Kyle Curtis and Steve McRae.
I hope you all are ready to see a lot of Kyle and Steve, because that's what you're going to be doing all day long. Right, Steve?
Three. This is going to be on a Sunday. Day of rest. Marathon day.
Welcome, everyone. We are going to dive in a little bit into a recent article that was put out about Steve that wasn't too glowing. It didn't praise his awesomeness or that beard that he has that he's so proud of. So we're going to dive into that in just a second to let you know that we've got tonight the Smoking Nun at 8. We're going to be talking about Jilly Juice and Danny Glass, who is a gentleman that has a pretty substantial following, but he recommends that people drink turpentine because it's a great way to flesh out any kind of parasites that you may have, and it's a pretty good way to flesh out anything, period, that you have going on inside of your body. So we're going to dive into that, and then at 9 o'clock, Reds Rhetoric is coming out of retirement for a night. He's going to be having a debate with No Concepts. No Concepts claims he can prove flat Earth with a supercomputer that he is using at a local college. He has been granted access to that supercomputer, and I can't wait for that dumpster fire. That's all I'm going to say. So let's see who else we have on the call here. We've got Jean-Baptiste, Andrew, and Max Colby himself. They have come to when we do these type of streams, we always issue a invitation to the people that we're going to be talking about, because we don't want it ever to be said that we're talking and not giving the other party the chance to respond. And so we're going to do that actually now. Max, you had said that you wanted to make sort of an opening statement. So go ahead and do that. And then the rest of you guys can introduce yourselves as well. And then we'll dive into the article. Max?
Oh, I'm terribly sorry. I was muted like an idiot. I'm sorry. I wanted to note that I probably came to the attention of a number of the people here because of the my appearance in the movie The Red Pill, wherein I appeared under the Dean Esme name. I had tried to change my name to distance myself and my online activities from the name, but people who didn't like me stuck with it. So that's why I go by Max Dean Esme these days. In any case, I want people to know we started as a shitposting group about 3 years ago, and it was to do intentional satire and parody and do what we back to atheists, what we perceive them as doing to us. I want to thank, by the way, all the atheists, agnostics, deists, ex-Christians, apatheists, and others who have agreed with us at the atheist movement online. needs correcting, needs some pushback, enjoy some of the pushback we do, even take part in it. Like Kyler Davenport over there at Alternative Public Radio, we've had many a great streams together, crossing swords and laughing at each other while we're doing it. Higgle Swill, Anton Hill, Robert Reed, Coach Red Pill, Keith Taylor, Gay Atheist Anarchist, Matt Bacco, and many others who are not Christians, but just enjoy hanging out with us, enjoy seeing how, yes, you can poke fun of and give pushback to anti-religious people, to atheists, to these people. Now, I take my child as to a Catholic church because as a sex abuse survivor myself, I know he is safer there than with a public school teacher or many other secular authorities, not only from personal opinion, but from personal experiences as sex abuse survivors, but from looking at the statistics. Truth of the matter is, I've never liked the folks here at Non Sequitur Show. I particularly never liked Steve McRae. It still remains that I support his free speech rights, even though I think many of the things he's saying about Catholics these days are repugnant and repellent. And I see people who express sentiments like his is just making my life as a father harder, because we're not going to stop being Catholic for you, sir. We're going to clean up our mess, which is what we're working on doing. That's pretty much all I got to say. Let's get to the drubbing. And Andrew Stratelli is here, who's not Catholic, and Jean-Baptiste here is not Catholic. We're co-founders of the entire team. What we do and what we're trying to do. And I will say again, we're trying to get less yelly and less confrontational, but we'll take our licks for any time we went. When you're doing comedy and savage satire, sometimes you go over the top or you lose your shit. So let's see what you guys got.
Okay. Steve, you want to start with the article? Sure, it's mainly centered right around yourself, so... Did the before we do that, did the one of the other two of you have anything that you wanted to start out with saying before we begin?
Sure. This is Andrew Stratelites. I'm a bit of a house philosopher for the RPR project, and I've had some pretty heated discussions with Steve McRae on Twitter, and some of my personal experiences with you, Steve, actually came into that article, and I'd be really curious to figure out where you're coming from and how you're going to be defending yourself and your false accusations against me personally. Three times you've actually called me a rape apologist with no evidence and no good reason to. And quite frankly, I don't think you have the moral authority to do that or any reasonable leg to stand on. And I'm really curious at whether you're going to repent of your falsehood, basically, or if you're going to continue falsely accusing religious people who are aiming to eliminate pedophilia, not only from the Roman Catholic Church, but from our society in general.
It's not going to be a fun day for you, Andrew. I'm just going to put that, there right now. It's not going to be a fun day for you.
I would recommend looking into getting a grounding loop isolation, because you have a ground fault somewhere, because you're getting a 60 cycle hum on your mic.
Yeah. Hey, Heathen. Issue.
What's up, Heathens? How y'all doing?
Hey.
Excellent. Okay. Jean-Baptiste.
We have one more that needs to be introduced.
Yeah. Any words from you before we start?
Hi, I'm Jean-Baptiste. I just want to get into it and actually get to the discussion.
All right. GE.
Right to the point. I like that.
Was there anything you wanted to say preliminary before we start?
No, okay. I'm good. Right. Everybody knows who I am.
Cool. All right. This is Steve. Let's begin.
All right. Well, let's dive into this. So let's kind of analyze this step by step. And let me make it very clear. I'm not defending myself because I have nothing to be defensive of. I have stated my opinion numerous times. I have had explained why I say the things I do. There are reasons. I have a moral authority because I'm a moral individual. I am a moral agent. I have every right to take a moral stance. So that in itself explains why I say the things I say from a moral position. Diving into this, Steve McRae, abuser of child rape survivors, calls Red Pill Religion, quote, morally bankrupt. That is true. I do think they are morally bankrupt. But let's dive into the actual context of this. So it says Steve McRae, a well-known professional hater of Christians and believing Jews. Let's isolate that. What does it mean to be a professional hater? Do I get paid to hate? I'm asking any of you three, do I get paid to hate? Because if it is, I'm not making a lot out of it. Matter of fact, slim to nothing. So I don't know what the word professional hater entails there. If somebody can explain to me, if I'm not making any monetization by hating and I'm not a hater, what does that actually mean to be a professional hater?
I'm sorry, if you don't make any money at it, if you don't make any money at it at all, we can retract the professional bid. If you do make money at it all, the word professional applies as far as I'm concerned. Go ahead, Andrew.
Well, first of all, this channel is not about hate, and we have
wait. We're going to wait here. Steve, wait, please. Sure. So, do you desire the elimination of religion from our society and culture?
No.
No, you don't.
No.
Do you desire the
elimination? But hang on. Let's go through this because you're asking me questions. I want to go through this because this is your accusations. So it says, professional hater of Christians and believing Jews. Do you know that I'm Jewish? My mom's Jewish. I actually drink Manischewitz, and I actually like matzah brah. Why would I ever attack Jews? Oy vey. Mazel tov, man. When have I ever in my entire career on YouTube attacked any Christian or any Jew in any way, shape, or form for their positions being Christian or Jewish?
Let's
make sure the word believing is included in there. So those who actually hold to the covenant of Abraham and logically hold that there is a God, what I see is an ongoing pattern of treating such people as if they have to prove something to you, as if they're not rational, as if their values are a threat to the rest of society. This is what I and quite a few others perceive as a constant running theme in your work.
Can you give me a reference to this? Because this has never happened. What you said literally has never taken place on any video, any tweet, anything I've ever done on the internet. I've never dissed Jews, ever. Matter of fact, I'm very, very pro-Israel. I'm very anti-Semitic. I take a very staunch view on Israel. And so why would I be dissing believing Jews?
Plus, I'm Jewish. You're a Jew.
I'm a Jew.
So I'll ask you this. Is Judaism rational? Is it reasonable to practice Judaism and fully believe it?
Yeah, and I love going to bar mitzvahs. They have the greatest food ever.
Not at all.
He's the one that's anti-religion more than me. I've never been anti-religion. Yeah, you're conflating me with other people, and I don't understand why, because I've never been out there. I've never been an anti-theist. I've never criticized people for holding a belief. Matter of fact, I'm a staunch advocate of people having beliefs if they can justify them through non-evidential means, like pragmatism and prudentialism.
The top two over here.
Yeah,
I'm the one that makes Jew jokes, okay? Last week on my Bible podcast, I called Jews Jewajornos, comparing them to pizza.
Instead of saying Steve McRae, well-known, can we just change it to, like, John Gleason or something? I mean, no offense. But I mean, I think you have the wrong boogeyman, as Kyle said. I really honestly do. Because you can't name a single instance. And by the way, I know people that are in your group that agree with this. They have said numerous times, Steve has never said anything about being Christian or about being Jewish. Not once. And I know you won't ever find any instance of it.
So,
okay.
Can we agree that that's false and move on?
No, sure. We are not going. You will not get my agreement. Because the entire pattern of your show, which multiple people in our group agrees, is generally to demonize religion and religious people. This is certainly
but that's
part
not what you said in your article, though. That's not what you said.
That's
you said Steve
McRae.
Right. You said Steve, meaning Steve is the one that is making these claims. And Steve is not the one making these claims.
You play host to these conversations, and you always play host to the very one-sided side of it. I haven't even...
Really?
That's how I see it. Maybe I see something wrong in the pattern of your career, but I don't really think I'm going to buy this whole, I can't find a specific incidence of you saying it,
you
rather than it being the general of the career, the people that you hang out with, and the people you defend, such as Godless Engineer here. I'm sorry, but it's very clear where your sympathies lie to me, sir, and if you make money doing it, you make money doing it. I stand by the assertion. Everybody else who wants to disagree, someone can come and talk to me who I you know, who's on the RPR team says I'm wrong. I'm not going to say he ever said a specific thing. He just is an enabler of the kind of hate speech and the kind of disrespect for religion and religious beliefs that we see.
Hold on, Steve. It's so disgusting to hear someone that spouts off at the mouth like he does every stream that he does, that vile and wretched language that he uses towards people who don't agree with him, the quickness to box them into some sort of label like monster or bigot. It's so disgusting to hear the hypocrisy that's already oozing out of that side over there.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Okay, I want to make it very clear. So because I associate with Godless Engineer, who I have respect for his abilities in his own right, because he does a very good job on talking about the Bible and all that kind of stuff I have no clue about. I don't even entertain that stuff. So because I happen to have association with him, I have to agree with everything he says, that I'm somehow like related to his beliefs any more than he's related to mine, because that does not follow. That's a fallacy by association.
And John, do you want to just kind of put out there where this is probably coming from?
Do what?
You want to put out there for everybody where this is kind of coming from? Where this started, the animosity here?
Oh, well, I mean, honestly, Max has a... an article about both me and KC on his site right now that says that we called for, I believe it was CPS to take away his kids and that he was abusing his kids, all because I said, and I quote, "The only person in this hangout that is a danger to Max's kids is Max himself." That does not say abuse. That does not say anything like that. I think there are plenty of parents out there that are a danger to their own kids. So, just
so that we're clear, you don't believe that action should be taken to prevent dangers from kids if it's their own parents? Is that what you're saying? Or are you saying that he's a minor threat to his parents, just like all parents are minor threats to their children?
I want you to answer the question.
Yeah, well, I think that he is a threat in very much the, you know, how he's bringing up his kid and everything like that. I don't think that he sits there and he, like, I don't know, smacks his kid across the face or something like that. But I do have a video on my channel where he's plainly indoctrinating his child to hate people based on nothing other than what religion they are or what non-religion they are. There's video of him putting it out there. And Max, you put that video out there. You involved your kid. You are the one that took my picture and shoved it in your son's face or your children's face and scared them with my picture. You are the one that did that. I live in North goddamn Alabama, Max. I am not making a trip up to fucking Michigan to be the oogie boogie man for your kids. You're the one that is scaring your kids, Max. That's what was said in the article that you posted about both me and KC. So you are the one that's doing this. You are the one that is scaring your kids.
But I got to go on record Max. Max, do you have any evidence that either him or KC called CPS? Because you made the accusation, and I'm tired of these blanket accusations.
I made no such accusation in that article, sir.
You never claimed that they called CPS?
I never claimed that they called CPS. I believe that they wanted to spread a rumor that I abused my child, which I've heard coming out of other parts of the hateful, bigoted atheist community that John and Casey are very much a part of, that you are an enabler of. These are true hate mongers and bigots of the worst sort, just like the hate mongering bigotry you express toward Catholics. In any case, spreading rumors about a person who specifically asked you not to even be using his real name because he wanted to keep things away from his family. I'll keep using my name anyway. The whole atheist community does that, even after being repeatedly asked to not to. Then you start talking about child abuse, which a number of people in the hate monger part of the atheist community like to imply that teaching religion children is indoctrination in child abuse. Meanwhile, my child is not being indoctrinated or abused. He loved making videos. He still loves making videos. He had people from the atheist community who knew he was my child, take his video channel out. That was real nice. I'm sorry, but I made a great video helping that a lot of people, not even Christians, really appreciated. You know, helping fend off atheist bullies. And by the way, GE, you are a classic atheist bully, as is anybody who comes out there and lies and says things like there's no evidence for God and religion is fairy tale. That's the real indoctrination, by the way.
Hold up, Dave. I think you have a little bit of hypocrisy
Let me finish on the CPS thing. But see, I from my days in men's rights, I know all about CPS abuse and family court abuse, and I'm in a number of such groups. And we know that for political reasons, people will do that. They'll start spreading rumors that somebody's abusing their kids. They'll start spreading rumors that somebody's violent. And then all of a sudden, anonymous calls start coming in. It's an old trick. I've talked to a number of people it's done to. If you're going to tell me now that you would never do such a thing, then I'll apologize and I will retract the article, and we'll just forget the whole thing.
Would you say that we're not just forgetting the entire thing? Hold on.
Right,
let me read this verbatim from the
read
article.
Please read this. I have it right here. Please read.
Let me read directly from the article.
Yeah, okay.
This is also posted publicly in case of swatting attempts and phony reports to try to waste police and CPS time, which we expect to happen sooner or later. The creepy internet skeptic hate cult does not hesitate to try to destroy people by any means, including endlessly repeating things they know to be lies. That is you saying that I am going to call CPS or SWAT you.
No, I didn't say you would, but we know people within the atheist cult movement do that exact thing. I'm sorry, it doesn't say you're going to do it, but I think you'd love to trigger something like that. Maybe I'm wrong. If you're going to say now you never would, then fine. I'll even update the article and we'll crack it.
Aren't you a professional victim?
Max has literally said that he will retract the article and issue a retraction.
I don't care about retractions. I want him to admit that he's wrong. There's a big difference between retracting it doesn't correct the problem. He publicly put on here that both John and KC, by insinuation, by implicature, by a complex question fallacy, insinuating that they're going to do this. And don't for a second, Dean, think that you did not do that. That's crap. I can read it just like anybody else can read this. We have screenshots of this.
So I have to ask you, Steve, is it ever appropriate to engage in hyperbole?
Telling people that somebody's going to call CPS is not hyperbole.
Yes, it is.
You're insane if you think that's hyperbole. That is by far libel, because you're insinuating that these two people are going to do something atrocious like that. And I can guarantee it, neither one of them would ever call CPS unless they thought that a child was physically in danger or needed to. Not because of something you said that they disagree with on the internet.
So here, I'll ask this very, very quietly for you. Is it liable if the source is known to engage in hyperbole?
Yes.
And that it can. Yes. Oh.
So you're covering this under the. This is a satire that.
What point are you trying to make?
What the hell?
He completely lied about like this hyper. Don't start that bullshit. Like, it's very black and white. You lied about something to make it sound like it's a situation that it's not.
Am I a rape apologist? We're not going to go down that route yet because we haven't finished this yet.
No, we're not. This is our show, and we will tell you what we go down.
Am I a rape apologist? Am I a rape apologist? Yes or no?
Mute him. I'm not playing this game.
Andrew, I don't want to keep you out.
You do not tell us how to dictate our show. Right. So let's go down this rabbit hole about being a hypocrite. Dean, you have made false accusations, not only against him, but of me as well, that I'm pointing out to you as we speak. Okay, and you're saying that you are not going to say these are false allegations when you say things along the lines that I have personally abused your children as well. You have two articles on me saying that I have harassed your children. Let me get on clarification here. Have I ever once addressed your children? Do I even know the names of your children? Do I even know your ages of your children? No. Have I ever had any contact with your children?
Let him answer that, Steve. I want to hear what he has to say about that.
First off, you should have done what quite a few other people thought you should have done, which was castigate Godless Engineer for going after my child like that.
Hold on, Dave. Listen,
there's not a lie in the article.
Listen, when people watch that video of you with your kid that GE has on his channel, when he said that you were a danger to your child, he was not incorrect. Because any parent that tries to indoctrinate their child that way and tries to have that kind of rage and hate that you have towards groups of people, that's not healthy for anyone. You shouldn't want that for your kid.
I don't necessarily think John's that rage for your kid. But I have a question. What you did was make it sound
like GE said that you were out beating your kids everywhere. You just exaggerated. It's for drama. That's it. Yeah. No other reason. But for drama.
I don't think John was wrong on this. But hang on. Have you ever heard me say that teaching religion to a child is child abuse? Ever, Dean, or any of your followers? Have any of them ever heard me say that?
No,
okay. Then
you wait. You accuse me of that.
You rescind that accusation then, because I have never said any of the such thing. In fact, I don't think that. But I do think John's right about his analysis. But that's a different thing altogether.
I think John is right about his analysis. Then you are a bigot, just like John is a bigot, who indoctrinates his own child with hate.
Is that distracting the fact you fabricated something about me? You said I said something I did not say.
You fabricated something, sir. If you make money, enabling hate.
He has no evidence for these claims.
Here's what's happening here. What's happening here right now is that Max, you're trying to paint a picture like we're bigots and that we are hateful people. Well, no, it's you guys that are hateful people. We're going to show that right now. Dave, can we go up? Go ahead and pull up. Let's start out with. Let's start out with slide number. I'm going to go in a little bit crazy order here, Dave. So let's start out with slide number. Slide number 11.
Let's have it.
Okay. Slide number 11. This actually contains Andrew and Max on Twitter. Andrew says, "Nah, they don't need a book to tell them how to kill LGBTs. They do a good job of it when they gain power anyways." Which Max replies, "Atheists love killing LGBTs. Getting unpopular with the right-wing atheists, the white males ones hated by the..." Zero one one. You were on the right one. Yeah. And then the next one. "Have you ever noticed that most atheist women are either bony pill poppers or fat alcoholics? Also, totally catty bitches. Almost always."
I don't know what slide.
All right. Yeah. Let's go to slide number 13. This one is atheist chicks are so fucking gross. They're always stupid old fat bitchy hoes on drugs. All right. 14.
Was that you?
By the way.
Who's that?
The person that you were in conversation with. I say that because this is how you responded on 14, Dave. By the way, notice how atheist women are all either... I read that one. "They fill it with video games, social crusading, drug, sex, porn, music, useless psychotherapy, anything to down out the buzzing pain." All right. 15, Dave. "Hearing religion is garbage from an atheist is like hearing them Negroes are mud people from a KKK member."
Very accurate.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. Let's go to number 17, Dave. "One of our goals is literally to get Christians to start being rude to, intolerant of, and condescending towards atheists." Now, you will never find a mission statement like that from us. You set out from the get-go that your little organization was going to be this drum-beating war side of Christianity. The next one, in 18, you say, "It's time to return to a belligerent Catholic. Seriously, these bastards literally talk about reprogramming our kids. Bloody lips are good, too." it's going to blood again if people don't start screwing up their courage and getting loud enough of who gets offended. Martyrdoms are imminent is the next one.
I'd love to see you kind of blood in my lip there, Dean.
I really am waiting for you guys to start killing Christians. I mean, with all the hate propaganda that Steve McRae is putting out right now about us Catholics.
The hate propaganda. Wow. I just showed you. Look, this is something I put out 18 tweets of a file that is 505 tweets.
It's 57 megabytes in a zip compressed file. What does that tell you?
And have you noticed how obsessive this is? Like how you can't take a joke about yourselves. You can't take the kind of rhetoric that comes out of
that's not a
of
joke.
Hey, y'all want to hear a joke?
Oh, for fuck's sake!
I got
sake.
A joke. Want to hear a joke?
Jokes. I'm sorry. You can't take satire. You can't take jokes about yourselves. So much of
hey,
that.
Can,
is
I, can I tell a joke?
Libel is now libel. Satire. Okay.
That's how we're gonna. Libel that's how we're gonna play it. Okay.
That's how he's gonna play it. I guess.
Go ahead,
apparently,
John.
You guys can do satire, but we can't. I'm sorry. Let me get this out. You guys are a community.
Find me one tweet. Find me one tweet where I come anywhere close to saying any of that bullshit.
Or me.
And that's just the tip.
You
know what? You know what? Fine.
Like
fuck it, Dave. Go to slide one, Dave. Go to slide one. Fine. We'll go here then.
How do you explain the fact
ridiculous.
That? One quick. How do we explain the fact that we actually have Christian mods in our chat? A lot of them, and we actually have a lot of Christian friends that we invite on quite consistently that we get along fabulous with. If everybody's such a Christian hate mongers as you make us out to be, then why do we have moderators that are actually Christian? Like S.J. Thomason is a moderator in our live chat.
Well, let's talk about something that's close to my heart.
Actually, I will say you guys seem to have been changing. You guys seem to have been changing. And been getting more friendly with Christians.
Be gay if you want. Gay doesn't exist anyway, just like homosexuality doesn't. Stick your dick in whatever you want to. I no longer think that you belong in a special protected victim point. Honestly, I'd rather chew tinfoil than listen to another self-righteous gay on the internet who will be naughty and flaunt their transgressive and brave sexuality for us. Seriously, dogs can be trained to do that shit too. It's boring and it's shallow and it's tacky. And you know there are a ton of gay people I know saying the same thing, including, I'm pretty sure, my lesbian sister-in-law, who I've been all along with. I dare those women to talk about any of this openly. They won't be hanging around with the queer identity shit. I no longer believe in homosexuality. Hold on. I'm going to let you finish. Or sexual orientation. It's pseudoscience. It's all a spectrum of deviation from the natural function. Now, here's where I really want your answer to, Max. Your next on 004, Dave. No, fuck you, you gay Christian-hating bigot. You only have gay rights because you guilted Christians into it. And now you want to treat us like shit? Fuck you, asshole. Sure. Dead on fact. And gay rights only exist because of Christians. Another fact you can't deny. You hate-spreading comedian. What the fuck have you done for gay people except be a total asshole on their behalf? You are welcome for the gay rights. You only have them because Christians felt guilty. No one else gives a shit.
It's true. I stand by all that, and there's nothing hateful about any of it. I was responding to yet another hateful LGBTQ bully acting like Christians are evil. I've had enough of it, and I'm sorry. I have lots of gay friends who were tired of it, too.
Could it be that you're just a little bit of a bitch, Max? I mean, if we break it down to it, could it be that you're just
a
sensitive bitch when we break it all down?
You're a bitch who hangs out with pseudoscientists, by the way, who misrepresent the history of science and represent the history of the philosophy of science? Holy cow,
that statement is as accurate as every other one you've made.
I think he has like one repertoire that he just applies to everybody, right? Because I heard everything he says about one person.
When did gay rights?
Go ahead, Andrew.
Go ahead, Andrew. Go ahead.
Wait, Andrew.
So
go ahead. What did you say?
When did gay rights come into the fore? The 1980s, right? Roughly, yes.
Sure.
Okay. Was the United States majority Christian culture at that time?
It's still majority Christian culture, so I don't even know why you're asking that fucking question.
Yeah. Are you going to say that Christians gave us all right? Please say that.
The Episcopal Church specifically.
I'll tell you. I'll tell you what. Your avatars are perfect because cartoons is just.
Okay.
What you guys are.
Let me deny
that the Episcopal Church worked for LGBT rights.
Really?
That's what you're
not
seriously?
Do you not understand the game?
You're the fucking reason they don't have it in the first place.
Exactly.
You're the fucking reason they don't have it in the first place.
No, exactly. Because we've got,
we treated gays badly for 2,000 years, but now we decided we're gonna give them rights. Fuck off.
Go
ahead, John.
That's incorrect.
Go ahead, John.
Let me point something out real quick, okay?
They're lying about
the Catholic Church will fire a priest on the spot if they have like a homosexual relationship, like a consensual, like homosexual relationship, but yet they will consistently hide pedophiles that diddle little kids. Pedophiles mean more to the Catholic Church than gay priests. So, I mean, that's fine if you want to paint the narrative that, oh, Christians and Episcopals, they gave you rights, so you better suck their dicks too. But, I mean, at the same time, you're still persecuting them. You still, Catholics will still
So specifically Roman Catholic priests will be fired for having sex with a woman as well, because that's a violation of their discipline of celibacy.
That's even worse. You're making his point even worse. They don't fire the ones that rape the children. They move them, and they continue to pay them.
So the question is, what
island box?
So, okay.
Bizarre. This is so bizarre.
It's surreal.
Do I get an answer on this? I'm sorry, but all we have to do is look at the history of atheist secularist regimes and what they do to people, and it's far worse. Furthermore, everything you just said was historically questionable, and you're just taking a lopsided, again, very bigoted narrative. I'm sorry. None of everything you just asserted there is highly questionable, and you won't even retract it if we try and correct you on any of it, is what I believe, because you are a hateful bigot. There's so much there that you just said that can be disproven, and you just think you can say things
what
like that.
What did I
and
say wrong? Name one thing that I said wrong. Name one thing that I said wrong, Max.
Refute one. Most of the sex abuse problem has been against teenagers, not children. A Catholic priest will
okay, Bill Donahue.
And let me get back to the real truth, which is that
does that matter? They're still sexually assaulting
have a
someone.
Worse problem. Have a worse problem, sir. Secular institutions, like the many victims that have come to you that you've accused about ism, have a worse problem. You are in fact
one public school that has had a pedophile teacher circulate throughout the school system by the administrators. Name one public school teacher.
There was an issue with the Chicago. The Chicago public school district did that. And there was an issue in, I believe,
they
in Oregon.
They took a pedophile teacher and rotated them throughout the schools in the country.
God,
they did that.
That's what I was doing when I was doing my men's rights work, was dealing with men who had been sexually violated, and most of it comes out of the foster home systems and the schools. Are you kidding? Yeah. Just look at
the
test papers.
You guys are the greatest thing for atheism that I have ever seen. You're the greatest thing for atheism I've ever seen in my life. Do you think that, let's say Jesus was a real person, right? Let's say Jesus was a real person. Do you think that he would approve of the tactics and the shit that you guys say?
Well, he approved of Paul. He approved of Paul, and Paul was an asshole. So I would say we have a good chance.
If you can square that with yourselves, then you guys are more delusional than I thought. This is strange on a level that I didn't expect. I mean, just straight.
I'm sorry, but you guys are completely you guys are completely lopsided in the assertions you'll make, and then you'll say, "Name when I said anything hateful." Man, you're friends with somebody who just said hypocritical, lopsided shit.
I do want
to
ask a question.
Did you just listen to what I read off?
Question.
Yeah,
he clearly didn't. No, he thinks it's all satire. He thinks it's all just fun and games and hyperbole. Libel to him is no big freaking deal.
No, he just
so let me
says
ask you this,
shit. He just that's it. Yeah, he just says shit. Then throw something at the wall, see if it'll stick. Like nobody's buying it.
Of course he does.
I have
Dean. Let me ask you a question, Dean. Let me ask you a question. Will you pause for one goddamn second? Let me ask you a question. If all of us said, okay, fine, we're going to condemn the entire public school system. We're going to condemn anywhere you find child abuse. Will you then condemn the Catholic Church?
No, I will condemn the element.
Okay, then hang on. Let me finish.
I will condemn the element within the church.
Let me fucking finish. you do not give a shit about what the hell we're talking about. All you're doing is using that to try to cover up the examples that we're being made in the Catholic Church that we're talking about. If you don't give, if you really.
So one of the issues here is.
Let me fucking finish. Do not interrupt me. Then you do not really care about this issue, Dean. All you're using it is a red fucking herring. Because if you were not willing to say, if we were to bite the bullet and say, yes, we're going to shut down the public school system. Yes, it should be it's atrocious. We're going to eliminate all that crap. Then you don't give a shit about it. You're just using it as a red herring to distract from the fact that the Catholics have done exactly what Kyle has said they've done. They've taken the priests. They've moved them around instead of firing them. Don't you say for a second that has not happened. Because $4 billion was spent on that.
Six.
My bad.
Okay. So – in any case, only an insane person would want to. I want to say only an insane person would want to shut down the public school system, just like only an insane person would want to shut down the Catholic Church. No, you're dodging the point. You're a hypocrite. I did years of work of advocacy for sex abuse victims, sir, and you're a bigot who is completely selective in who you select.
Okay,
Catholics right now quite active in trying to clean up our problem. Now pluck the beam out of your own eye. I repeat, you are a hypocritical bigot, sir. All three of you are.
Let's talk about that, Dean. Let's talk about that, Dean.
I would like to reply first.
Let Andrew say something. Let Andrew get his. All right,
you get
go ahead,
one
Andrew.
Thing, and then I'd like to respond to Andrew or excuse me, Dean.
So, when you say Roman Catholic Church, what exactly are you referring to? Because the Roman Catholic looks at the Roman Catholic Church as literally the entire membership of the Roman Catholic Church, including things like the Society of Stephen Damien, which specifically exists to root out pedophilia and reform the church as necessary for it to be an exemplary institution for that. So when you say that you should condemn the Roman Catholic Church, are you saying that you are also condemning the Society of St. Stephen Damien? Or are you saying that you're condemning specifically the elements that are engaging in pedophilia?
Yes, the head.
Any person that continues to give money to that organization, knowing what they do with it, is complicit.
The head investigator did not know. Let me finish. The head investigator went on record and said, back when he was investigating, he didn't know that child rape was a crime.
Whatever.
So,
man.
Don't tell me that doesn't answer my question.
There's a video out there of a Catholic priest saying that a 7-year-old child can consent to sex.
Yes,
and you guys think that it should be defrocked.
Then he
I think
he's
in jail.
Just like Richard Dawkins. Just like defrocked. Richard Dawkins, a mild pedophilia. No big idea.
Defrocked.
We don't give a shit where they're defrocked. We want them to arrest him in jail. Do you understand the difference between what we're putting out? What are we putting out?
Do you want him in jail for sexual assault? Or do you want him in jail for saying that? He should be defrocked for saying that. If he's an abuser, he should be in jail.
No adult male should ever say that.
That's right.
Shouldn't an adult male be in jail for saying that?
No, that's not what we're advocating. We're asking the people that
I think so, yes.
I definitely think this is the narrative that they're putting out.
Well, I say throw him under the jail for saying that a 7-year-old can consider sex. That's nobody that we need out on the street. Lock that creep's ass up.
Have you been paying any attention to the Catholic resistance and the Catholics who are active, busy cleaning this up? Why aren't you supporting them rather than just attacking all of us?
What are they doing?
Let's get through this.
Let's get through this. What are they doing to clean up the Catholic Church? What's being done to fix this problem?
Fuck's sake. Go look at Michael Voris's channel. Go listen to Taylor Marshall's channel.
What are they doing? Go ahead. You know about this topic. You're the expert on this. What have Catholics done to fix this?
Or you haven't care enough to look into it?
I know several off the top of my head, actually.
Obviously, Dean doesn't care enough to even look into it.
I watch the Catholic channel every day. Michael Voris, Church Militant, go.
Give us an example.
Church Militant, go.
Give us an example.
Okay.
Okay.
Hang on, Andrew. So Dean can't give us an example. He's looked into this, but he has no example to give us. Do you notice this?
Cardinal Ligano.
Give us an example.
He's giving us a name, not an example. Go ahead,
What's
Andrew.
What's an example? What kind of game are you playing? Go ahead, Andrew.
It's called evidence. That's the game.
Answer the question. Okay, everybody stop. Listen. Yes, but let me do this, just so we're clear. Dean, I asked you, because you said they're actually making efforts to clean up the mess in the Catholic Church. Can you give me even one example of something that they're doing to clean up the church? If not, I'm going to go to Andrew.
Michael Voris, who several times a week on the Church Militant channel, who has been calling out the cardinals and calling for resignations and calling for more
calling out does nothing. Okay, I want to know what they're actually doing to make. We call
Dude,
this out. Calling out is nothing. Andrew, can you give me an
there
example?
There have been reforms. Reforms in who gets into the priesthood that started in the 80s and 90s, where, by the way, most of this occurred. This is almost all about stuff that occurred in the 80s and 90s.
So they've been talking bullshit, is what you're saying.
When it happens in the past? Like, is that what you're saying? Like, it's happened in the past.
Do you want me to speak or not?
Go, Andrew.
Andrew, what's your example of some reform that's happening taking place?
So, we'll start with the reforms that occurred after the uncovering of the cover-ups in the 1990s. Specifically, in the United States, Roman Catholic Church, they changed policies with regards to the behavior of clerics with people under the age of majority, such that a cleric shall never be in the same room without a divider with someone under the age of 18 without someone else witness there. That's one. The other thing that
let's address each one individually if we can, because I don't think that's a bad idea. One, I think it's really telling that they actually have to put that in there. I think they actually have to give that as a rule that most of us would actually think is common freaking sense, that these people cannot be left alone with kids. But second of all, has that been implemented to the point where it's working? Because it still happens today. It's not just happening in the 80s and 90s like you make it out.
So
okay, I've had about it. Let me just make a final statement, and I'll be done. I'm going to make a final statement, and then I'm actually going to drop, because as a sex abuse survivor who was molested by a public school teacher,
Jesus Christ!
Okay, with the prosecution.
I'm sick of this.
You don't get to slander other people, and then when they confront you on it and show out where you're full of shit, play the victim card. It doesn't work.
Yeah, let me point this out. Let me point this out. Dean, you think atheism is child abuse. What you think is abuse, I have questions about what you consider to be abuse. Now, I'm not saying you didn't have something happen to you, but I got to tell you, when you pull up this bullshit like atheism is abuse to children, whatever happened to you is really going to diminish. You're hurting your own fucking cause of whatever happened to you. And whatever happened to you has nothing to do with the topic at hand. Okay, you're using it as a persecution porn. It's ridiculous. And everybody calls you out for it.
This is why I call you a bigot, sir, and a hypocritical bigot who does not give a shit about rape children, very obviously.
You're not going to get away with
just child rape victims.
I have never criticized somebody for being a rape victim. Matter of fact, if you looked at my tweets, I actually feel compassion for the rape victims because they are victims. The people that are in the abuse, the people that have had abuse done to them, they are victims, Dean. They have no accountability when it comes to that. I feel sorry for them. Okay? So how dare you tell me that I'm a victim? How dare you tell me that I'm abusing child abuse victims because they are the innocent ones. Go fuck yourself.
Bye, Dean. Bye.
Wow, Steve, you really, show that you are worthy of us asking your forgiveness and really someone that we should love and forgive and have a good relationship.
You think we came here to ask your forgiveness? Are you out of your fucking mind?
Yeah, you guys really are.
I feel like it's such a narcissistic view of this entire conversation.
Holy shit!
Are you out of your mind? Oh my god! Listen, you have truly got the wrong idea.
Apparently, you guys can't read sarcasm, can you?
Listen, Andrew. None of us here in this call give a flying fuck what any of you think of us. We're just also not going to sit back and let somebody just so blatantly and so carelessly
make all of these accusations. And it just showed today that when
we confront you on it, you
can't back up a fucking thing that you said. So,
retract anything we said.
Yeah, you can't back anything up. You can't even tell me reform. You said that they, listen, the reform that you put forth, too, where you said that they put in these special circumstances where they can't be in the room alone with themselves. If you have a priest that you fear can't be in the room with someone under the age of 18 without them being gropey, they shouldn't be in the fucking
ministry in the Roman Catholic Church. It includes a lady.
I mean, this is so bizarre.
You know what? Nobody's ever had to monitor me when I'm around kids. Nobody has to say, hey, Steve, let's hear from John.
John's been quiet for a while. Let's hear from John.
Well, I was just going to ask the two people that are left, which I find hilarious that Max, or Dean rather, brought you guys in and then bolted when he was getting quote-unquote tired, I'm sure is the way that he's going to phrase it. I have to say, that is a really great friend you got there. But I'm wondering, do you guys agree with Dean on all of his opinions about Steve or Kyle or myself?
Clearly, I agree on everything with Dean, you know. That's why I'm a Roman Catholic and not an Anglican. You know, that's why, you know, we never have any disagreements.
Could you turn off the smart-ass button that you have next to your asshole right now and just answer the fucking question, please?
Why should I answer any of it? Why should I answer any question from someone who doesn't respect me?
Why are you here then?
Oh, what the fuck? Are you kidding me right now? You guys are wanting respect? Go fuck
yourself. There's four blogs against us. There's blogs against me. There's blogs against John. It's blogs against Casey. And you think that you have earned respect when you have maliciously lied? You committed libel. You think you've earned respect? Are you
writing blogs about you or making videos about you guys? Hold on. Do you hear us or see us making blogs about you or videos about any of you?
Yeah, where's my blog against Red Pill Religion? Because I've never seen it.
Well, the truth is, we don't give a fuck. We don't. We have.
You do, I don't.
So if you don't give a fuck, then why should I give a fuck and answer your questions?
Because you wrote this stuff. I mean,
you can't answer the questions. Number one, you've proven that today. We're going to get some round, like running around the bush answer. We always do. It's nothing new, but we pointed out.
If you already know what you're going to get, why are you even trying?
Trying to what?
We want other people to see this as well. We want other people to know that you have no ground. You have no ground to stand on. That you have maliciously lied. You've been defaming people. You've libeled them, and you don't give a shit whether what you put out is true or not. That's the difference between you and us. We verify the shit that we put out. We go on every fucking day. Let me finish. We try, and Kyle gets even mad about this, but I go out of my way to make sure what we put out is extremely right, especially when it comes to science, and he makes sure it's right on other things. We do not like putting out misinformation. You do not have the same moral fortitude to make sure that what you put out is correct by reading your blogs. And how dare you say otherwise?
So now I have a question for you, Steve. Do you follow that same standard on your Twitter?
Yeah. I don't put out false information on my Twitter.
So when you call me a rape apologist,
I do call me on it and I correct it. Yes, I think you're a rape apologist.
Yes, okay. You are.
So I think you're a disgusting, vile human being with no morals. Yes.
Okay,
welcome to my opinion. That's my opinion. Do you understand what that means? I don't have to prove to something with evidence that you have no morality. I can demonstrate by the fact that
rape apologist is not a moral judgment.
Sure, absolutely, it is. Do you support the Catholic Church? Yes or no?
I'm an Anglican.
Okay, but support the church?
Yeah.
I wouldn't say if you're a member, but do you think it's a viable organization? Do you think it's promoting good over our evil? Do you think it has worth in order to try to save?
The organization as a whole.
I think everything has worth.
Who is that other voice? Hold on. Who's that other voice? John Baptiste. You haven't said a word all show, and I think that you've
been quiet.
You're probably the smartest one out of all of them, I think. Is there anything that you want to say? I'm sorry, I haven't not been letting you speak on purpose, but just anything you want to say.
As far as the entirety of the Catholic Church, I think it is a viable organization. There are parts of the Catholic Church that are not following the Catholic principles and not following the Christian teachings. And I think those people should go to jail, as well as be defrocked and completely humiliated. It's but I don't think that what happened in Pennsylvania happened from the top down, you know, from the Vatican down. I think that's
Germany,
more
Norway, California. Well,
he's, yeah, he's
states.
Right. He's right that it didn't happen from the top down. You're correct there. But sure. The problem is that the top was involved at some point, because when they move all of these priests around, at some point that gets back to the top. And the top
also,
didn't blow that cover. They just let it happen.
But this has also happened in the public school system as well. You have, you know, football teachers, 7-year-old football teachers who were high school and middle school football teachers that were shuffled from state to state. There are laws in states that do not allow any type of teacher that has sexual impropriety in them. There are some states that do, and that exists because this stuff happened.
Jean Baptiste, that's why Steve and Kyle are calling whataboutism because of what you just did right there. You're saying the Catholic Church is doing that, but what about these guys over here? And that's the problem with it.
Both me and John and Max agree that the Roman Catholic Church is doing something evil and wrong when they cover these things
up.
The problem is that church declares itself the moral authority. They are the ones that decide what is right, what is wrong. And
you could go
further to Africa where millions are literally dying because of a condom issue. Millions are literally dying. They're watching that happen.
So this is what about them too. You're going away from pedophilia to the Roman Catholic's position.
I'm pointing out the atrocities that organization.
No. You're saying look over here at contraception, not at pedophilia.
No, that's not. I'm saying it's all under one organization.
Yeah. Let's get this right straight, because you don't know what a two cult way is. What about is that? This is one organization we're talking about that is committing atrocities. And I think the whole thing in Africa and AIDS and the condoms is a freaking atrocity. It is a moral outrage. That is not whataboutism. That is exactly what we're talking about.
But that's not necessarily
They want them to abstain from having sex
all the
before
Catholic
marriage.
Churches
but the priests, no, they're fine.
The hell it ain't.
So do you think that the Roman Catholic teaching is that pedophilia is permissible?
Did I ever say that?
No. I don't know. That's why I'm asking. All three of you. Did you? Okay.
Their actions say otherwise. Their actions say otherwise.
Do I think it fosters it? Do I think it enables it? Yes.
Okay. It does. Does it enable it more or less to equivalent? Does it enable it more or less compared to other organizations with similar missions and similar size?
More.
Only because
they have moral authority that they try to utilize to manipulate the kids, right? They don't Do you want to read some of the disgusting, vile things that were in that report? That they made kids do?
They put
in order
crosses
in the religion
on the kids
to be saved.
Easy marks. They put
crosses. They have gold crosses
on
them to let people know that they're easy marks.
Yeah, they did
that.
There was a Catholic priest that blessed the genitals of a 14-year-old girl before he raped her. So yes, this is theological and in
theologically
it is not theological. It does not follow theologically. These are people. But these are people who are evil people, and they should be, and
it doesn't matter if it actually in the theology of Catholicism to bless the rape victim's genitals. That doesn't matter. What matters is the fact is that he blessed the rape victim's genitals before he raped her, using theology as a weapon against him. That's what matters.
And why is it so hard for you guys to comprehend that?
And so basically, okay, so would have it been better if that victim had been raped with no, theological context?
I didn't say it. No, this is still whataboutism.
What?
No. I'm just curious on what your thoughts are.
Do you guys listen to yourself before you say something? Because I swear to God, I'm telling you, I've been on air for a lot of years, and I've never heard the sheer amount of bullshit.
Have we gotten to this point in life? We've gotten to this point in life where we can't just come together and say, yes, this is a horrible thing. This is a horrible thing. Instead of making all of these excuses or looking at the public schools.
It is a horrible thing, but I think the individuals, not the entire organization, should be held to account. I think that the law should force the Catholic Church to give these people to the authorities. But I
understand where you're coming from with this, that it's the individuals or whatnot that should be blamed and not the organization, except for the pure fact that directly from the Vatican, they recall priests that get caught up in these scandals, recall them back to the Vatican where they can't be tried, where they can't be like pulled out of the Vatican in order to suffer actual consequences. I'm not done talking. Okay, you have that situation, but you also have on a more local level the priesthood, the local power structure of the Catholic Church regularly shuffles around priests. They have specific designations in the directories for priests that have diddled little kids. That's how the Spotlight team in the Boston Globe article were able to deduce that 93 pedophile priests in the area had abused more than 1,300 children there.
And the bishops and cardinals that did that should be punished severely.
Okay, nobody's arguing that point. That's fine.
It is the organization that is doing this.
So exactly. Can I believe that and still be a rape apologist?
Believe what?
If you are apologizing,
if I believe that bishops and priests who engage in pedophilia or sexual assault or cover it up should be severely punished and
of course they should be punished. Everybody agrees upon that. No shit. Yeah, so that doesn't mean that.
Are you still financially supporting that organization?
Exactly. You missed the big picture. Nobody. I don't give as much crap about the retribution as the restorative justice, right? Yes, I'm fine with retribution. Let me finish with punitive judgment. Let them suffer in jail forever or even be executed. I don't give a fuck, to be honest with you. However, I think the bigger picture is how do we prevent this? And you are neglecting to understand that you financing this organization, you promoting it, you defending it as you doing is rape apology. I'm sorry.
Well, let's find out if he is. Are you still supporting the Catholic Church financially?
I've never supported the Catholic Church financially.
Are you okay with other people supporting it financially?
If they do so prudentially, yes.
Then you are supporting hiding pedophiles.
Yeah. Okay,
here's our point, Andrew, just so you know where we're coming from. It came out in that grand jury report that a certain amount of money is still being sent to priests that they move around. Their salaries are still being paid. Their moving expenses, all of that is still. So a percentage of what people donate to the Catholic Church is actively going towards this practice of moving around priests and hiding this. And our point is this, knowing now, since that report came out, that a certain percentage of that money is going towards this. If you continue to input money into the Catholic Church before this is rectified, before this is fixed, then you are actively complicit in paying for these priests to be transferred and moved after they have abused children. Now, what's wrong with that statement?
Okay, so there are a couple possibilities that as a prudent Roman Catholic, you should do when you tithe to the church, right? If you are concerned that your bishopric, the bishops in charge, are engaging in severe abuse like this, there are ways that you can donate that will combat the abuse rather than enable it. One of which is to give your tithe to something like the St. Stephen Damien Society, which is explicitly working to prevent, eliminate, and rectify this problem. It's entirely valid to take what you would usually tithe to the general fund of the church and explicitly give it to such an organization.
Sure, but that's not happening.
Okay, that's not the question that was asked, though.
No, it's not.
I'm not totally against that.
What's wrong with what I said about do you agree that they would be complicit knowing, let's say they don't give to that organization, but they continue to give to their church as normal, knowing that a certain percentage of that money is going towards moving and hiding these priests. Is that okay?
Well, so if they are in full knowledge of where that money goes to and are in full knowledge that some of that money will go to such a grievous crime, then they probably need to take some explicit action to prevent that from occurring or to mitigate that.
Are they complicit?
Are they complicit? Can you please explain what you mean by complicit in smaller words?
Are they themselves now, by proxy, part of the abuse that's going on with these children?
Can I interject real quick? You've been complaining about a post that I have on my Twitter that I have pinned about me complaining that these people are complicit, and now you don't know what the word means? How are you addressing the fact that I'm wrong on that?
He knows what it means.
About it, and now you're asking what
it
means. Do you not see how Steve?
Okay.
Go figure.
Steve.
God damn.
It depends on what you mean by is. What does is mean?
I did not have sexual relations.
Andrew, I'd like to get an answer. I'd like to get an answer, Andrew. Are they complicit in this abuse?
They are not engaging in abuse. They might be guilty of imprudence or enabling someone else to sin.
Why is
enabling somebody else to sin?
I didn't say they were they were the ones that listen, complicit doesn't mean that they were the ones that have to abuse them. They're a part of it
complicit in a crime means that you have moral culpability for the sin occurring.
Correct.
For the error of crime occurring.
Absolutely. I will go with that,
They do not have moral culpability because their action or inaction is not sufficient to make that sin specifically easier or harder, right?
I don't give a crap about the sin.
It makes it a lot easier. They're paying for the priest to go on a different vacation in a different place and still continue to get paid after molesting a child.
Can I please try to explain this? I am actually out of time.
So if you want to ask me one small question, I will happily answer that. But that's it.
So let's say you have a buddy named Carl and you give Carl $5 a week. And then you find out that Carl's been using that $5 a week to diddle kids down at wherever the fuck he diddles kids. Do you go back and still give him $5 knowing that Carl does this? Or, like, are you culpable in him being able to, you know, are you complicit in him doing that if you still give him money to do that?
At that point, you're complicit unless you call the police.
Thank you.
Okay, well, that's Catholics, Catholic Church.
They told me not to call
police. That's a pretty simple way to put it. I don't know.
Perfect.
Unless you want me to get my board out. I can get my dry erase board real quick.
Did they not tell kids?
I don't think that would go over
Did they not tell the victims, do not call police? Keep it in-house. Did they not go out of their way to make sure that police were not notified for these things? Did the church not do that? Yes or no? I can tell you right now, that's exactly what they did. Okay?
Probably a good time for you to go ahead and go, Andrew.
Not do anything about it.
Thank you for stopping by, though.
He already left, so don't worry about it.
And then there was one, John Baptiste.
John Baptiste might be the smartest one of all of them because he's just.
I don't really want to go to Twitter. He's all right. He's been all right. Are you still with us, John Baptiste?
Okay.
Yes. I think the actual place that we're talking about, the Pennsylvania, which is where this grand jury is. If they're making if that diocese, I can't pronounce Greek.
Diocese.
I'm sorry.
So 6 out of 9 dioceses.
Yes. Yeah.
But it wasn't Pennsylvania.
If those dioceses don't reform.
Well, hang on. Did you realize it wasn't just Pennsylvania, though, right? I mean, we're talking in the Netherlands. Okay, so I mean, this was a global situation, right? I mean, so
go ahead and finish your point, John Baptiste.
If they're not making any actual, you know, links to do it, then yes. But I don't think, as it stands, you know, I can say that I don't think that there is enough evidence to show that it's not, and you know, why is it not changing? Why are these things happening? I think is also a question that needs to be asked.
Because I agree with you, but it didn't change 10 years ago, right? John Pepys, this is a decade ago. There was the same scandals, and they didn't do anything to reform. They didn't do anything to change. People did the same narrative. Oh, give them time to change, let them do it. And everybody was like, okay, you know what? Yeah, not even I was one of those people. I was like, you know what? Maybe they'll fix their shit, right? I'm not giving them the benefit of the doubt anymore. They had their opportunity.
Here's what I want to know about John Baptiste, and I think that you'll answer honestly. And if you don't feel this way, then tell us. But you've been kind of quiet today, and I think that it might be because you kind of see where a lot of things in that article were inflammatory and just not true. And we're not that out of line for wanting to set that record straight. I mean, there's just things in there that are just complete lies. I mean, just flat out lies.
Well, I've been quiet mostly because the other two were talking above me whenever I was trying to say something. But there's some points that I disagree with. There's there's the point where the article said that Godless Engineer and his the implicity thing. I don't think that's necessarily what was meant, because it's all there has to do between any father is for somebody to say something like that, and then somebody else will use that as evidence to show to the CPS people. It is something that happens, especially for spiteful reasons.
Sure.
Well, no, let me correct you on this really quick. The police are, if the police get a YouTube video of somebody saying, oh, Max abuses his kids, they're going to actually investigate it before doing anything about it. But also, just because I make a factual statement about Dean and how he treats his kids, that does not mean I am responsible for CPS being called or for SWAT being called. That entire post about me and KC, it was about me and KC. Why bring that even the fucketh up?
He disagreed with it.
Statement.
He doesn't think that's the way it should have went.
Well, John, I thought that he said.
John Bautista, it says this. There are people who are even going after children, which are true, and their friends think that's okay. However, he's implying it's these people here. There's nobody in our community that would go after children. There's nobody in our community would even support calling CPS. There's only one hand. There's one instance in the 5 years I've been dealing with this shit that they've called CPS, and that was on Von Helton. And there's a lot of.
He just said he disagreed with that, though.
What I disagree with is the understanding of the wording, because the wording itself is convoluted, and I can see where the implication where you can think that implication is there, but I don't think that implication is there that you guys are saying is there.
What
I disagree with. As far as the Steve McRae article, I haven't read it.
Oh,
there's clearly implication there. I'm sorry.
What is implication? I'm just curious.
Yeah, I don't think...
Well, that's when you are inferring, or something is happening. You are inferring that these people are doing this.
People who will even go after children. These are people. He's writing an article about John and his fiance. These are people.
You point out who is responsible without actually pointing out the name. That's what it means. You're building exactly. You build a framework without actually saying the person's name. So
it's like the guy in the middle there. He's just a total piece of shit. I'm not going to call him by name, but the guy that you might see in between John and I, that's implicature, dude. It's clear.
I'm gonna give you
good.
I was just gonna say I'm gonna give you both John and John Baptiste. Kind of like any last minute thoughts or whatever, and then Steve will go to super chats and we'll kind of call this because we got to get ready for the other two streams for tonight anyway. So I don't want to beat a dead horse too much, but I think when they, they're falling out, when it gets tough, I mean, that just people at home, you can make your own conclusions, I think, tonight. But we'll start with you, John Baptiste. Any last minute thoughts that you have, anything like that?
No, I think you guys presented your case fairly well. I mean, I personally think that the Catholic Church, you know, can reform and, you know, should be forced to reform from outside, you know, forces like the Eastern Orthodox Church and other forces that are, you know, trying to help trying to get this Catholic Church problem solved. But there's a lot of problems with the Catholic Church. One of the reasons why I'm not Catholic. But yeah, that's
do you have a channel or anything that you want to put out there?
No, I Red Pill Religion is the current project that I'm invested in.
John Baptiste, you're too smart to be in Red Pill Religion.
Yeah, come over to our side. And by the way,
break away and go your own route, man. All right, GE.
Yeah, I agree. Wait, one quick, because I don't want him to leave yet. Real quick, John, do you think? And answer honestly. I think you're an honest guy. I may not agree with you, but I don't think you're dishonest like Dean. So I hope that you answer this honestly. Do you think that the Catholic Church was not a theological organization, you would feel the same way? If this was something like Walmart that was doing the same exact things, would you have the same opinion that it's worth saving? Or would you say from top down there's corruption from all the way from the CEO on down?
Well, yes. It's mainly because of my beliefs with Hollywood, which does have similar practice, as we've seen with one documentary, I think, and the testimony of Corey Feldman. It's this kind of stuff is happening, but I think that they're trying to fix it internally, just not publicly. So I do believe that one day Hollywood will get rid of its pedophilia problem, just like I do believe that one day maybe the Catholic Church will actually get rid of their problem, which I don't actually think that all child abuse is caused by pedophilia. I think there's a lot more different, just like rape, there's a lot of different reasons for rape too, you know, power and control being the top one.
I'm not sure I agree with that, okay. But at least it's an answer, I guess.
GE?
Well, today was interesting, wasn't it, Heathens?
Yes.
I feel like Dean kind of ran away really quick into the conversation. He got quote-unquote tired, I'm sure is his excuse. But the lies that he spreads on his blog, they are going to catch up to him, and one day he's going to libel the wrong person, and that right person is going to take him to task in some way, and he won't like the outcome. And to anybody in the Red Pill Religion crew that agrees with him about me and my bigotry or thinks it's disgusting that I frown upon Dean and his treatment of his kids, well, there's nothing that can save you at all from the Red Pill whole debacle thing. I mean, I could do my best to try to talk sense into you, but you're going to be suckling on the dick of Dean Esme for a while. And, you know, I think that most people that are in the Red Pill Religion group wouldn't be so like they are if they weren't in it. I feel that Dean is a negative force. I feel that Dean's attitude allows them to feel comfortable in such lewd and crude language that they lobby against their opponents. Whenever I made my video, sure, I made jokes, but I didn't say the kind of shit that they say behind closed doors. They won't say that kind of shit like out in the open, although I don't know, maybe Kyle's archive here would prove me otherwise, and I'm fine with being proven otherwise, but that entire gang is just a deplorable set of people, and if there are good people in it, you need to get out, because you need to see Dean for the horrible person that he is.
Agreed.
Yep, that's well said. It's a scary thing that you can be. It's almost like that analogy with a frog in boiling water. If you throw a frog in boiling water straight off the bat, it'll jump right out. But if you put a frog in the pot of water and just let the heat slowly cook around him, he'll get boiled alive. And I think that's the same thing that happens in Red Pill Religion.
you get sort of desensitized to the rage and the person that's calling everyone else out around him for being a bigot, or everyone else around him for being deplorable, or whatever else that he has to say disparagingly. But he's the one that's doing it. He is the one that is over and over and over and over again slandering and lying and offending. And just these were a sample. I picked out 18 of 505 that this individual went back through and sent to me. 505 of these tweets. Some of them I couldn't even read on this show, just for fear of the video getting taken down. So think about who you want to follow. And the thing that you need to pay attention to is that if you are sincere in your beliefs, if you are sincere that you follow Christ or that you believe in God and you want to adhere to his teachings, then you have to understand that the first thing that you're called to do is to try to lead people to Christ, right? I hear that's the one thing that you're supposed to do. So if you are if you are being sincere about that, do you think honestly that people are going to look to Dean Esme and say, that is who I want to be, that is what a Christian is, that's the example that I need to follow? Because if not, then you need to really reconsider why you're in it. Is it just so that you can be a troll and cling on to that Christian title, or is it really about saving souls? Because if it's really about saving souls and you're following Dean Esme, I have some bullshit to call out on.
Yeah, Steve? I mean, Dean has admitted he does trolling. He has admitted that this, well, and he's wrong on this. This is not hyperbole. This is actual libel. He says you know, this stuff should be taken seriously, but he puts it out there as it is a true narrative, and then tries to cover it up that way. That is not a Christian thing to do. And I agree with Kyle wholeheartedly. If your desire is to bring souls to Christ, Dean is the antithesis of that. He literally has done more damage to Christianity than any atheist that I could possibly ever point to, probably. And I think that most people, when they watch this video, will agree with that. And I'm very much looking forward to the comments, because this video will be watched, I guarantee. And matter of fact, if this is our most popular video, I'll be ecstatic, because I think this is far more important than the Flat Earth and the Young Earth Creationists, the things that we do. So I think this actually has...
Aaron Ra and Ken Hovind.
But it should.
Now, remember... Everybody, remember, send in your addresses for the shill money. I will get you. I will make sure everybody's atheist shill money gets to them on time for this particular debacle right here. I'm in league with the Illuminati shill, department. So,
yeah, let Casey know. She's a little late on the checks this month. Okay, Ash Attack $5. This is all in caps, so she's yelling. Attacking the view is not the same as attacking people with the view, and that's exactly true. For example, I mean, John Baptiste here, I'm not attacking him personally. I don't agree with him, but there's a difference between attacking the view. I don't agree with Dean, and I do attack him personally because he is vile. He's vitriolic. He is just an evil, immoral individual in my eyes, right? But I attack him for those different reasons. I don't attack him because he's Christian. And this narrative that he puts out on the blogs, that people are attacking his Christianity, people are attacking Judaism, that's bullshit. Because I asked him very specifically, do you have a single instance of me ever doing that? And do you notice, although it was crickets? Because everybody who's watched me knows that is not true. Ash Attack, another one, $5. You call these jokes? If we said this about theist women, you would be calling us hateful bigots, you hypocritical little children. Yep, that's very true. Next one. Freddie Four Fingers, $5. I don't hear any jokes in this. It just seems like an attempt to spread hateful rhetoric. Absolutely right. Joelstein Fellette, 50 crones. I demand a right to bear arms, as do we all. I think it would actually save a lot of problems,
America,
if people armed themselves and maybe took care of some of these.
They took our guns.
People on their own. Look a pig. Look a pig. $2. Just talk to a sad Dean on Skype. Bad Steve. Yeah, I'm sorry I made him cry. Not sorry. Dean's going to be very, very butthurt for this for a long time to come. And I knew he would, because we have the facts and the evidence on our side. 0132132666.
Don't do shit that don't lie about people, and that you won't have this happen to you.
Look, Dean will be okay. Like he'll stop down Dick for a little bit, and he'll be fine.
Seriously, it makes it sound like we have so much to literally ask people of. Don't lie, and you won't have this problem, because we will call you out on it.
I'm done with
0-1-3-2-1-3-2.
I'm done with Red Pill after today. This was just a one-time thing.
Yes. Oh, yeah. I told you they're insignificant. Thanks for opposing the Rape Apologist, guys. Love you all. You're welcome. ISB Elf, last one, 10 pounds. Thank you for putting yourselves through this. Much appreciated. And thank you all for putting yourself through it as well, watching.
Is that it? Okay. Mm-hmm. I want to thank Gauss Engineer. I'm almost positive that every person that's watching is already subbed to Gauss Engineer, because this is his... 73rd appearance on the show out of 270 episodes. That's what we're at today, right now, 270 episodes. You have been on almost a third of them, so yeah. We will be back at 8 o'clock for the Smoking Nun. Tonight we're talking about Jilly Juice and Danny Glass, who instructs people that follow him that you should drink turpentine because it strips away any parasites that you have in your intestines. Unfortunately, it strips a lot more than that usually. And so we will be diving into why more than 60,000 people think this is good advice. Hard to believe. Immediately following that, Red's Rhetoric will be coming out of retirement for one night only, to go against No Concepts, who says that he can prove Flat Earth with his supercomputer that the local college is letting him use tonight. He is apparently going to put forth some evidence with a supercomputer. So I can't wait for that. I know you can't. Let's just have a full day of raging dumpster fires that never end. And we'll see you back here at 8 p.m. Eastern with Katie Paulson.
And this is producer Dave. I want to actually leave the call with something that was asked to be read by Dean on the air before the show even started today. I'll go ahead and pull it up here and read it to you all. Someone said to him, "If you support the Catholic Church, you are supporting a cult who abuses children and protects the scum who hurt said children." Max replied, quote, "Yeah, thank you, hate-mongering bigot. Please say that out loud on the air, hence the reason I'm reading this. That's all we need to prove that entire article is true about your hate cult. Filthy hypocrite that abuses raped children that you are." This is the entire reason we had this little show.
It's... I don't think anything needs to be said here, because I think that everybody can see exactly what they need to see here. We did this because of those some slanderous things, and it's just needed to come to a head. But after today, we are wiping our hands of Red Pill Religion. They are a vile, disgusting group that supports hypocrisy, and just we're going to do better than that. So Red Pill Religion, you are officially flushed today. So fuck off. And we'll see you at
tonight,
8.
At 8, folks.
Like a goddamn Lincoln Log turd.
Non sequitur, your facts are uncorrelated.